This audio is a short version of the satsang at Reno Center on January 5th, 2020. Other people's comments and some of the translations are eliminated as much as possible.
Tonight's quote is, "Speak with love and it becomes true."
کوته امشبمون هست با عشق سخن بگو در نتیجه حقیقت میشه.
برای مدت 20 دقیقه همه درکشون رو از قسمت اول و دوم این کوت بیان میکنن و بعد سط میگن. For about 20 minutes everybody shares their understanding about the first and second part of this quote and then sat says
I really am, because this is one of those codes that it is what you think it is. It is what you think it is. If you think God is love and you talk with love, then you're talking from God. If you say that I know what it is, what it is not, then that's for you. It's a code that you can really wear it as your own understanding and no more nor less. And there is, you can put it in any levels. In the worldly levels, it's better to be, you know, have soft, gentle words that sits in people's heart. When it sits in the heart, means it sits in their truth. You can have so many endless stages of understanding with this. But I think when I look at it, it should remind us, just be kinder. Just talk. When you want to scream at someone, you know, maybe you should bring your voice down. And if you want to lie to someone, the truth would not hurt. You can bring it to that level of that. So let's use this code as a reminder. And forget about the second part of it. Just to speak with love. And you really cannot speak with love genuinely unless you think with love. Otherwise, you're giving lip service to people. You're faking it. You're a fraud. So, when it says speak with love, okay. Right now, as every one of you shared, we all spoke with love. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not trying to prove that I am better than you. So just speak with love, and this is a fantastic reminder to choose love over truth. And if you want to really, really go to the depth of it, God is love, or creation was based on love, and also that source is the only truth, so they go hand in hand. Whatever you want to do with it is fine with you. There is nothing extraordinary, complex about it to figure out. I think where it's tripping everybody is when it says love becomes truth. Mm-hmm. Okay, just take the first part.
پرناز جون مقداری ترجمه میکنه و بعد سطح میگن
میتونه لول های متعددی از درد تو این داشته باشه.
Let me just خلاصش کنم. So we don't go as much as I talked. چیزی که گفتم اینه که این کلیس که بر من مثبت اولش وقتی که به speak with love یه ریمایندر خوبی بود که it was just a reminder و برای هر کسی میتونی یه چیزی باشه و اگر قسمت دومش رو نمیفهمی از قسمت اولش استفاده میکنی. There is so many explanation that you can have about this code, but the mind can have a amusing time with it. Or maybe that's what it means, or maybe that's what it means, but as soon as you look at this code, all of a sudden it brings softness, the first part for me. Like a speak with love. Okay, I'll do that. And it becomes truth. That's wonderful that it was going to become true. I'm going to do it until it becomes true. Did it make it simpler for you?
It really did. Thank you.
قسمت دومش هم گفتی که خب از خبر خوبی خب خدا رو شکر وقتی که عشق باشه بعد حقیقت هم میاد.
We talked about that in FDE this morning. Love and truth are two wings to fly with.
Love. Wisdom of truth.
Wisdom and truth. Yeah, wisdom is the spoken of the truth. Truth yani chi yani existence. What truth means is existence. Everything else is it was fabricated after the existence. But the body came after the existence. The idea of the body came after the existence. All the beliefs came after the existence. So but for now we speak with love.
در حین ترجمه فرناز جون در اون قسمت که جواب سوال خودش رو میدن که آیا خرد و حقیقت یکیه، سطح میگن خرد حقیقتیه که به کلام آورده میشه و سطح در مورد دو کلمه هستی و وجود چند کلمه میگن.
در واقع ویزدم گفته اون حقیقته و جز اون وجود یا حقیقت چیز دیگه
هستی نه وجود بدنه. هستی is beyond وجود.
جز هستی چیزی دیگه وجود نداره.
You know Baba was symbol of love. I'm not kidding you. He oozed love without even talking or all of that. And a lot of his teaching is on love and unity.
The unity of all religions.
Yes. And service. To the end of his physical life. You want someone to bring their voice down, you bring yours down. But I see that in relationship is like a matching game of who can be louder than the other. You don't have to shout at me, yet you don't either. in the relationship in the world. But he was, I practiced that with my kids, I really did. When they were angry and they were shouting, because I was studying Baba's teaching so much, that I would bring my voice down. Sometimes I wouldn't be heard because it was so loud what they were saying. But honestly does bring the voice down, because they want to hear you. Don't you have to defend yourself? Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're so I feel so grateful to have this space that belongs to all of us, week in, week out. We must have done something really beautiful to be given a place that all of us can, including me, for sure, that I still have this place to get together and have satsang in the world of temporariness and Muratati. Just remind me of flying colors. This is it.
I'm thinking, like, when you said Vajud, is that existent or?
Yes.
and I was confused between Vajud and Hasti.
Okay, Hasti is awareness. It's beyond description. Uh-huh. Vajud is the combination of your soul, your body, everything that exists on this planet. Mm-hmm. That's Vajud.
The other word was, was it a...